You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Making coffee could be a shot at ongoing employment for Patrick Grace. The 21-year-old who lives with Asperger's syndrome has noticed a change in his behaviour since starting work at the Busy Beans Cafe in the Melbourne suburb of Moonee Ponds.
I enjoy this because it increases my skills and it's also an opportunity for me to gain friendships and expand my horizons. Previously, I was shy to the point where I couldn't join in conversations, but now I'm actually able to not only join in but also add some of my own knowledge.
The cafe is the first training centre to be set up in Melbourne as part of the Busy Beans project following a successful pilot in Sydney last year. It aims to help people living with disabilities gain coffee-making skills and challenge perceptions about what they are capable of. Other staff at the cafe, some of whom have been bullied in schools and previous workplaces, say they're finding new levels of confidence through the project. 20-year-old Bianca Ward is one of Busy Beans' youngest baristas. She says she enjoys creating latte art and hopes to open her own cafe one day.
When I very first started, I was anxious and nervous, but since then I've had confidence and support.
People aged between 15 and 24 and living with a disability are 10 times more likely to face discrimination of any kind compared to those aged over 65. Marcella Romero is the CEO of Aim Big, the employment provider behind Busy Beans.
In Australia, for example, there's about 2 million people with disability of working age, and of those, 50% want to work but have never had a chance to actually be employed.
Jeff Smith, CEO of disability rights group People with Disability Australia, says unemployment is a significant issue.
In particular, people with intellectual disability face barriers around discrimination, employer and community attitudes towards disability, recruitment practices, issues around physical accessibility of premises, and partly related to all that, the preparedness or otherwise for employers to be flexible and to make reasonable adjustments for people with disability.
Mr. Smith says he supports disability employment services that place people in the workforce, but they sometimes can have mixed results.
One of the issues with some of the disability employment services is they don't have a great track record across Australia. Only one in 10 people who are placed in a job through that go on to get a permanent job.
Aim Big says it plans to open further cafes in the New South Wales town of Gosford and the Gold Coast in the future. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.